This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Sysdig. Sysdig secures your cloud from source to run. They believe, as do I, that DevOps and security are inextricably linked. If you want to learn more about how they view this, check out their blog. It's definitely worth the read. To learn more about how they are absolutely getting it right from where I sit, visit sysdig.com and tell them that I sent you. That's sysdig.com. And my thanks to them for their continued support of this ridiculous nonsense.
Both Google Cloud and AWS have recently released carbon usage reports for your cloud resources, so obviously I needed to see how they compare. Before we get too far in, I do want to applaud both providers for doing this. Sustainability is important, and it's always a good idea to make people aware of things they do that may impact the environment. That said, there's a clear winner and loser, which is regrettable. Sustainability should be taken seriously enough to create real competition among cloud providers. It shouldn't be a perfunctory effort. Let's get this out of the way first. There's a challenge when cloud providers talk about sustainability in the context of a customer's choices. A tremendous amount of the cloud's carbon footprint is the direct responsibility of the cloud provider. So when a cloud provider sparks a carbon footprint discussion with its users, it runs the risk of presenting in the same way as an oil company scolding us about our personal carbon footprints. In other words, appearing to put the onus for carbon neutrality on customers could very much come off as a you problem that a provider is desperately trying to greenwash into an us problem. It absolutely does not go over well with customers, Twitter gadflies, and basically anyone else. I don't believe that this is what either Google Cloud or AWS is doing, but it's a risk they're clearly aware of and taking some effort to avoid getting caught out by. AWS has asked me a lot of questions as a customer over the years, and I can't recall a single one of them being about which vendor should we select to supply power for one of our upcoming data centers, or what level of carbon neutrality is acceptable when picking a hard drive vendor for our S3 fleet? And they shouldn't ever be my responsibility to answer as a customer of the product. Those are questions for the procurement teams of a business serious about sustainability. So given that, which cloud provider is helping a well-meaning cloud customer and global citizen like myself do my part to make the world a little greener? Let's compare them. When I go to Google Cloud's carbon footprint page, I'm greeted by a whole mess of dashboards. Due to the relatively small number of workloads that I run on Google Cloud, my annual carbon footprint works out to effectively 2 kilograms of CO2. Despite the fact that that's basically nothing, it further distills what drives my usage along axes of per month, per region, per billable project in Google Cloud, and per Google Cloud service that I use. That last one is particularly fascinating to me, if for no other reason than with sufficient usage and time to let that all bake, I get to see a rather special angle into a significant portion of Google Cloud's per-service margins. The downside of increased transparency is increased visibility for your competitors into your cost drivers. Google's made it rather clear that this is a trade-off it's willing to make. Google Cloud has also made it easy to pick a green region when you spin up a service. The drop-down menu for any service populates with green leaves that are labeled low CO2 for the regions that feature the lowest carbon impact. Now let's talk AWS. When I click into the AWS console and type carbon into the OmniSearch bar at the top, the first result is a blog post that Jeff Barr wrote in March of 2022. You can either follow the links in that post to find the tool, or alternately, follow the convenient path of going to the billing dashboard, clicking into the cost and usage reports section, scrolling down, and expanding the apparently collapsed by default customer carbon footprint tool to display your account's usage. Once you do that, it's unclear to me exactly what that usage is showing. This is, after all, an AWS product that touches multiple service teams, and the user experience absolutely demonstrates that. My best guess from what I'm seeing is that it shows that my carbon footprint has been 0.4 metric tons of CO2 between January 2020 and April of 2022. The graph flatlines at zero, since it apparently isn't calibrated for carbon emissions at this small of a scale. It's just a flat line across the entire point. It further helpfully points out that 100% of my carbon emissions has been driven by the AWS service Other. I suppose there's a way to make this less useful, but I don't know what that might possibly look like.
Developers want to code fast, security wants to ship securely. And it all, of course, needs to be at scale and in the cloud. Well, that's where Snyk comes in. Backed by industry-leading intelligence, Snyk is a security platform that meets engineers where they are, finding and automatically fixing vulnerabilities in code, open source dependencies, containers, and cloud infrastructure. By the way, I love the fact that we are not calling cloud infrastructure and containers the same thing. Snyk also integrates seamlessly into all the tools and workflows that teams already use, so they never have to slow down, including AWS offerings like CodePipeline, EKS, ECR, and many more that people actually use intelligently. Start your free account at snyk.co/morningbrief. That's snyk.co/morningbrief. Develop fast, stay secure. Snyk.
AWS clearly biases away from transparency to the point that this report basically looks like the climate equivalent of someone had to check a compliance box for installing malware scanning everywhere, so they installed ClamAV on all of their servers, didn't bother to configure it at all, and then checked the box. And if you want to spin up a service in a greener region, the documentation for the sustainability pillar of the AWS well-architected framework suggests that you, and I quote, choose regions near Amazon renewable energy projects and regions where the grid has a published carbon intensity that is lower than other locations or regions. Of course, AWS offers no maps or listings that I could find that will inform you about what regions those might be. So on a larger scale, Google Cloud is already at 100% carbon neutrality, apparently via offsets and a few other accounting approaches, with a goal to move to 100% renewable energy for all cloud regions by 2030. Meanwhile, AWS's carbon footprint tool is an embarrassment to AWS and its stated goal of reaching 100% renewable energy usage by 2025. The bottom line is that one of these carbon neutrality approaches is indicative of a thoughtful approach to partnering with customers to lead to a better climate story around cloud usage. The other appears to have been phoned in by clowns the night before it was due. Ultimately, there are virtually no scenarios where you won't have a carbon footprint improvement by moving your workloads to the cloud. Any cloud. If you want to slice and dice the impact of your workloads on the environment and make greener choices, there's really only one cloud provider that can help you do that today. I just really want to see this become an area in which the cloud providers aggressively compete rather than ceding the work entirely to just one contender.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.